some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
I always love that live studio audience applause every day. Boy, it sounds the same every day. I can't even believe it. Welcome to the show, everybody. And it is the first show of the year where we get to have Rebecca back, and she'll be on with you in just a couple of moments. She'll be taking your call, so if you'd like to call in at 323-657-1493, the hotline is open for the next hour. We're live from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And one question today about love, career, family, pets. You know, if you've called in before, you know the usual. And Rebecca is awesome. She was named one of America's top 50 psychics last year. And so, you know, if she's got that designation behind her, she must be really good. And she is. She's worth every penny. We're going to have Rebecca on in just a second. Here's the roadmap for where we've been this week and some just kind of programming notes. So if you're new to the show or tuning in for the first time for the year because you always like to listen to Rebecca, and who doesn't, I'm going to kind of tell you what's been going on so that way you know what's happening and, you know, the programming makes sense to you. But the roadmap for the week, Monday we had author Paul Richmond on. He's more of an artist than an author, but he likes to do all these amazing art projects, and he's got a new coloring book for adults. It's cheeky, literally. It's the Cheesecake Boys coloring book for adults, and you can go and listen to that. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go check out the link to go buy it. You can also color me. He's done a picture of me singing. And it's, we're going to do a prize. So at the end of February, Paul and I are going to sit down with all of the entries, take a look at them and pick a winner. And the winner is going to get an autographed copy that I will personally mail out to you with a special note of my album, Blonde Jesus. The title track currently is spending the 14th week atop the charts at number1music.com. I don't know how that's possible, but thank you very much. And Paul was our guest on Monday. He's fascinating to listen to, and he does so much good work for the LGBT community and the world in general, and we love having Paul on. So that was yesterday, or that was Monday. On yesterday's show, we had psychic Zoe Niklaus, and she took your calls for an hour, and it was totally fun. Today's Rebecca. Tomorrow is may or may not be Rated LGBT Radio. I have to see if Rob can do a show. And the reason I say may or may not just depends upon if we have a guest. And I have this thing called a job now where I actually have to work Thursday nights most of the time, so I can't do the show with Rob at our historic time of 7 p.m. Pacific time. And so Rob's been really doing that solo for the last 5-6 months. And I applaud him for bringing on really fantastic, fascinating guests every single week and finding them and sourcing them and holding great interviews. So if you get a chance to do that, that's great. So here's what's been going on behind the scenes. I used to do live shows pretty much 5-6 days a week, 50 weeks a year. And I've been doing that for the last 4 years. We're starting our fifth year of Rated G Radio this month. And one of the things that's had to kind of be modified is the frequency of the shows. Because, you know, I'm scheduled all these wonderful hours that let me do crazy things like pay rent and buy food. And that's kind of impacted how I've got the show scheduled. So one of the cool things that I've decided to do as the programmer for the show is to only do shows that I really want to do. So we're going to have the opportunity to have fun guests like Zoe and Rebecca back on a more regular basis, at least for the next couple of months. We're trying this out to see how this works for their schedules. And so, for example, yesterday Zoe was on, today Rebecca's on. In 2 weeks, we will have them back to back on Tuesday and Wednesday again. So on the 21st and 22nd of February, both Zoe and Rebecca will be back on those respective dates at 8 a.m. So if you'd like to call in and ask a question, you're welcome to do so. I'm a big proponent of supporting not only you as a listener, but also help supporting the guests' businesses and projects that they're working on. So like on Monday with Paul, it's his coloring book. So I want everybody to go out and buy 10 coloring books and pass them out among your friends. But if you're calling into the show today and you have an opportunity to get a question in with Rebecca and enjoy your time, I'm highly going to recommend, A, you go back and re-listen to the show and, you know, take notes about what she's sharing with you. I know when I'm listening to a reading, sometimes I want to interject and go, but, which doesn't really help you because they're just, you know, passing on a message to you, and you know, you want to interfere and, you know, get all of your other stuff, but you know, it doesn't really help. So go back and re-listen to the show if you're on air today, and take notes at what you hear afterwards, because I think you may get something out of that that you didn't hear while you're listening. Because sometimes the active listening part of you, you know, you should be a passive listener once, you know, you do that. That's my 2 cents worth. You don't have to. But also, if you enjoy the program, I want you to make sure to go and support not only yourself, but our guests that we have on here. On the show page, I have a link for Rebecca's website, iamrebecca.com. You don't even have to type it out. All you have to do is click the link, and it's going to take you right to her site. And you can schedule your own private reading with Rebecca, either on the telephone, kind of like today. You can do it over Skype, or if you're in Northern or Southern California, you can book a live in-person session, which I always encourage you to do because it's super, super fun. And Rebecca's, well, you know, quite frankly, awesome. So keep that in mind and schedule a live appointment with her very, very soon, because you know, you don't have to share her with anybody else. You get her for your block of time, and it's just absolutely fantastic. So that's my little 2 cents worth. So if you've got questions about what's going on, that's what's going on. So again, in February and March, we're going to be doing 2 shows a month with Zoe and Rebecca. We'll be having other shows as well. And it's really just going to be fun guests that I really totally want to do the shows with and for. And that's what's going on, at least currently. So with that, it's my pleasure to welcome back Rebecca Fisk, America's Top 50 Psychic. Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thanks for having me today.
Yay! I'm so glad you're back. Yay. Everybody's like, when is Rebecca coming back? I said, it's me. It's not her. Trust me. So I'm glad that you have the flexibility in your schedule to be with us today. So what's going on in your world?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I've had an interesting few days. I think a lot of people have had an interesting few days. Part of it's planetary. Part of it is just, you know, the frequency with which everything is vibrating now, it's all quickening. We've kind of been experiencing that for a while. In fact, people have been talking about it for the last couple of years. And so it's all interesting, but I'm actually nursing a broken toe, which I did yesterday. I broke my pinky toe and everybody's going, ow. Yeah, it doesn't hurt really badly, but walking is, I'm certainly using a modified walk and giving all kinds of interesting looks, and I'm trying to dance, but it doesn't look very pretty.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, it's the same lesson that I always say to everyone else. You know, if you're getting little messages, you're hearing those whispers from God, and he's saying slow down, or you need to get more grounded, or you need to pay more attention, we need to listen to those, because when we don't listen, we end up having a situation that forces us to be more quiet, be more still, and get more centered and grounded. And so, as you can imagine, at least a part of the day now, I will be sitting on the couch with my leg elevated and some ice on my foot, which is, you know, it's a mandatory rest, which is okay, because I have an 11-year-old. My life is busy. I work. I love my life. And I don't always take, you know, the extra 2 or 3 minutes in my meditation that I'm being compelled to take. And so I got my little message yesterday. So, but otherwise, you know, things are good. Thanks for asking, Garrett. My son is happy. You know, it's a really exciting time to be alive right now. So I'm really,
isn't it though?
It really is. It really is.
So, you know, I always ask because it's like my favorite thing to do. I mean, I love the colors and all that, but, you know, I love it when we start out the show and you do the guided, you know, meditation with the three things. And I'm so, you have the right words. I don't. So it's the three things, you know, the gold, the rose, and the white. And I think it just sets the tone for the show. Will you do that with us today, please?
Oh, absolutely, Garrett. Thanks for asking so nicely. So what we're going to do is I call it the 3x3, and it's 3 breaths. And ideally, if you can do it 3 times a day, that's great. If you can't, don't worry about it. But it takes, you know, it can take less than a minute. So I suggest this to people, especially when you're at work and you're feeling kind of stressed and you can't get up and go for a walk and take a break. You can take a few seconds and take some deep breaths and get yourself grounded and centered again. And so the process is we take in three breaths. The first breath is the golden light of compassion and unconditional love. The second breath is the white light of Christ consciousness and protection. And the third breath is the color of rose quartz. It's that pink, that very light pink color. And rose quartz is love. And so this pink color is love for yourself and others. And so when we take our breath in, we're imagining a shower that's coming down from above. It hits the top of our head and goes down around the back of our body, all the way down under our feet and up along the front of our body. While also, if you want to imagine like these big petals coming up along the sides of your body, so you're basically forming a complete cocoon of light. So this cocoon of light allows positive energy in. It keeps you insulated from negative energy, and it's kind of like creating this energetic bubble around you where you can invoke peace to stay, basically. And so that's kind of what we're doing when we do these breaths. So the second breath is the white light of Christ consciousness and protection, and the third breath is the color of rose quartz, that pink color that's love for yourself and others. So as you breathe in each of these colors, you're forming a cocoon each time. So we basically have like a three-layered cocoon around our body, these beautiful bubbles of light. And when we exhale, we are releasing tension, any negativity, any anxiety, any tightness in your body. We're just trying to scoop all of that out, especially from our gut area, because that's where we tend to hold our energy that feels like when something's feeling disconcerting or out of order. And we visualize that energy is going out the bottom of our feet. Okay? So go ahead and sit up straight with your back straight. Some people will say with your spine erect. We want to form that beautiful connection above us. We want a nice open crown chakra to, receive this energy. And put your feet flat on the floor and close your eyes. We're going to take our first breath, and when we breathe in, we're going to hold it for just a moment, and we're going to imagine that beautiful golden light of compassion and unconditional love. So breathe in. That golden light of compassion and unconditional love forming this beautiful cocoon as it's showered down from the top of your head all the way around your body. And exhale, pushing it out the bottom of your feet. Now we're going to inhale that white light of Christ consciousness and protection. Breathe in. Again, forming that beautiful cocoon of white light. And exhale, releasing any tension from your body, out the bottom of your feet. And one more breath. This time, the pink color rose quartz, love for yourself and others. Breathe in. Again, forming that beautiful cocoon of light. And exhale, pushing out any negativity or anxiety, any residual tension. Down out the bottom of your feet. Okay, and shake it out. You can shake out your arms and your legs so we kind of wake ourselves back up. Which you can, it depends on your work situation. If you're in a place where there's lots of tension and lots of energy around you, you may not need to actually shake out your arms and legs. But it kind of helps us feel a little more awake, if you will. So, thank you, Garrett.
Okay. Wow. I'm ready. I'm, seriously, I my eyes water, the whole thing. I'm rejuvenated now. Okay, everybody. It's the job fair today here on Rated G Radio with our psychic Rebecca Fisk. So most of you have called in about jobs and money and things like that. So we're going to get to it. Our first call is coming from Canada, and it's Jane. Jane, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. What's your question, please?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Jane. I'm well. How can I help you today?
Do you see any changes coming up for me as far as work?
Okay. So I want to say that right away I get this image that you're kind of stuck where you are. It feels like there's no place for you to go. And I feel like it's been this way for a while, and you've tried to just be patient with it, but it feels like a stagnation for you. There's no growth. And it's becoming such that it's almost arduous for you to go there. I'm not going to say that it's affecting your health. I don't believe that it is, but there's definitely feeling like, oh, I can't believe I have to get up and go there again. So that's, you know, that's kind of where you've been. I feel like this has been stuck for a while. Let me see how to get beyond this, because I feel like you've kind of tried to look at different ways. I mean, literally the image that I'm being shown is a wall, and you've tried to go around it, and you've tried to go above it, and you can't. You haven't been able to. So it's one of those things where you will have to leave and go somewhere else. So let me ask about that. I get that there's a lot of fear for you with a change like this, that you really have this internal battle of, you know, this is something stable, even though it's not serving you really for your highest good in any way at this point. It's something stable, and the fear of having to change to something else and go somewhere new and meet new people and the whole thing feels kind of daunting for you. And even though there's a part of it that feels exciting as well, I really want to go back to, you know, you're a very creative person, and I feel like, I see you wanting to dance and be free, and chasing butterflies, and that you've got this very free spirit kind of personality. But my impression is that while you were growing up, it was really drilled into you that, you know, you just need to go do something that's safe.
Uh-huh.
And so you've kind of followed what you've been told to do, and it's not serving your soul at all. So basically, one of the reasons you are where you are right now is because your soul is saying, I want to be free. I want to be expressive. I want to be able to be who I am. I liken it to my being a police and fire dispatcher. You know, you put a uniform on, and when the uniform goes on, you are on duty. And there's another persona that takes over that is part of, you know, every other police dispatcher, police agency, you know, whatever, you kind of connect to that archetype, if you will. And so, you know, people aren't necessarily surprised to find out I was a police dispatcher, but when I think back to that time when I was putting myself in this uniform, I became an alter ego personality. And so that's kind of where you are. You're putting yourself in this uniform and being what you think you're supposed to be instead of being who you are.
Yes. You're right.
So I want to acknowledge that it's time for you to start nurturing who you really are. You know, if you can, go to art galleries, go listen to music, do things that inspire that creative part of your brain. If it's dancing you like to do, or if it's art, or whatever it is that you use for your creative expression, start doing those things. You know, regardless of your job change yet, because I'm going to come back to that, I promise. But I want to look at, I really want you to acknowledge the bigger picture here, and the bigger picture is your soul wants to be nurtured.
Yeah.
Okay? And so even if you don't get a new job immediately, and I haven't checked into that, but I will, I want you to start, if you can, even today, if you can go to a gallery, if you can, you know, maybe it's looking at architecture books, or maybe it's just listening to music that you haven't listened to in a while, or maybe it's dancing. You can just turn some music on and dance around the living room. But do something today that nurtures your soul, because your soul is asking to be given some water. It hasn't been given any water in a while. The flower needs water to bloom, okay? All right, so back to the work thing. So, you know, my impression is the skills that you have, you can use elsewhere. For whatever reason, I almost feel like there's this self-imposed thought that you can't go anywhere else, that there aren't other opportunities. But the reality is there are. And people will say, you know, oh, it's really tough out there. You know, why do you want to go try to get a job when you already have one? And, you know, it's, you know, there's thousands of people applying for a job and there's only one opening. And, you know, the reality is that's a limited thinking. The truth of the matter is when you're being compelled to make a change, it's because that's not only for your highest good, that's for the highest good of the universe. So when you allow yourself to look at possibilities, the universe is limitless. And I'll say to people, I'll go, well, you know, I want to go for this job, and, you know, and they'll say, yeah, but there's thousands of applicants. And I'm like, yeah, but none of them are me.
Yeah.
And I only need one job. So it doesn't matter if there are 10,000 applicants for 200 jobs. I only need one job, and there's only one me. And if I'm the perfect fit for the position that's open, then it's going to happen, and the universe is going to guide me. God and our angels are always with us. They are always guiding us. They are always supporting us, always. And we have to remember that. We also have to remember that I use a quote from a book called Joshua by Joseph Grazzoni, and the quote is, my God will not be frustrated. And what that means is the will of God will happen. The will of God will always happen. And he's always conspiring for our best interest and for our highest good. And when we can remember that and we can tap into that and remember the limitlessness, then you can move forward and everything opens up. You know, when people talk about synchronicities and everything being in flow, that's being in flow. It's, you know, row towards shore, but pray to God, you know. I know I said that backwards. But so get clear on what it is you want to do.
Yeah.
Because my impression is that your next job is an expansion of what you're doing where you are. It takes the skills you have, but it will open up your world and it will open up a feeling of freedom for you. So my impression is, you know, start looking this month. I feel like February is a pivotal month for you. My impression is, you know, start looking this month. I feel like March and April, there will be some movement. I'm not getting a clear answer on when this change occurs. It could even be this month. But get really clear about what you want to be doing and where you want to be. You know, I'm a big advocate for list writing. I wrote a book about it called The List Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. So sit down and do some stream of consciousness writing. Get really clear. Take a minute and let yourself dream about, you know, what do I want to be doing? Where do I want to be? What kind of money am I making? You know, let yourself really daydream about, if the sky's the limit and I just won the lottery, what would I be doing and where would I be?
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So, yeah, and when you do that, then once you kind of tap into that, then do the stream of consciousness writing. Keep writing no matter what comes up. Give yourself about 20 minutes and keep writing no matter what comes up, because our conscious thought will come in and go, oh, wait, you forgot to get bread, or you need to go to the post office. Because our conscious mind is trying to take over. The subconscious is where our dreams live. We want to tap back into that.
Yeah.
Okay? And once you're done writing, go back and anything that was written as a negative statement, turn it into a positive. So I work in an environment with very supportive team players. I do work that I love. I am supported financially in a way that brings lots of abundance. You know, everything positive. And then read over it once you've transferred everything onto this positive list. And it should feel like, wow, I can't wait to be working in this job. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself what you need to add or take away. And once you're done with it, then put it away. Leave it there for a couple weeks. In the meantime, start looking for jobs that feel like something that you would like to be doing. And then in about 2 or 3 weeks, get the list back out again. And it, again, when you read it, it should feel empowering and abundant and wonderful. And if it doesn't, ask yourself if there's anything you need to add to that list. And then put it away and forget about it. And keep looking. Okay? Every day, do something that moves you in the direction of a different job. But in the meantime, do something for yourself every day. Feed your soul a little bit every single day.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, and I'm glad Garrett suggested. I know I gave you a lot of information here. Make sure you go back and listen to the replay so that you can get all of this. Because it's about a life change for you. It's not just a job change.
Yeah.
It's about nurturing you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, what you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, God loves us. God loves us and wants us to live in joy.
Yeah.
Underneath all of this, that's the truth.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
There
you're
go,
so
Jane.
You're so welcome. I wish you love and blessings. Take good care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for your call, Jane. Have a great day. Stay warm up in Canada today. And we're going to get to Tim next. And Tim is also calling about job-related stuff. Tim, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Rebecca. How's it going today?
Hi, Tim. Doing well. How can I help you today?
Oh, well, similar to the last caller, I almost feel like you were talking to me as far as me being stuck in my current job, not fulfilled at all, trying to figure it out, not really actively going out there and saying, what can I do, because I have no idea.
Okay. Well, let me just say right away that, you know, you're one of those people who tell me what you want me to do and then leave me alone and let me do it. And you're, you know, you go above and beyond with every task you're given. I want to say, you kind of sound a little like Garrett. Garrett's that way. You give him, you ask him to do something for you, and it's way over any expectation you would ever have thought. So you're somebody who gives 110% to every single thing you do. I get the impression about your current situation is that they don't really know what to do with you. And the reality is, God bless them, but, you know, you have a more creative mind. You're more intelligent. You see big picture and you see it very clearly. And I want to say that the team that you're working with right now is more narrow-minded. And it's not, there's no malice there. I do get there may be a little bit of jealousy, but they don't understand what your vision is because your vision is greater than what they can perceive. And so it's, you know, you've outgrown it is really the best way that I can say this. There was some good learning there for a little while, but you outgrew this a long time ago. You know, what I want to say is, you know, first of all, you're really great at connections. I don't know if you're in sales or not, but you're really good at mediating, negotiating, really understanding what the bottom line is that the client needs and being able to go back to the company and say, you know, this is what they need and we need to figure out a way to make this happen. So you're really good at sales and creating a great communication bridge is the best way that I can say this. And so I really want to encourage you to look for jobs where that would be the right, you know, that would basically be a job. I don't know that you like the getting in the car sales kind of thing. But I see that you don't mind traveling, but I kind of get the impression it would be something more where, okay, yeah, I got to go fly someplace to meet with a client. It's not like the local sales. It would be more like national or international, if you decide to do it that way. The other thing is, you could also be working like in contract negotiation type stuff. I'm not sure how much law you understand, but I feel like you have a good handle on the things that need to be in place for a good contract to happen. So, you know, and the other thing is, if you've thought about law school, that would not be a bad thing for you. I know so many people go, well, I don't want to do that because it's going to take this many years and I don't want to spend that much time. And it's like, well, guess what? In this many years, you're still going to be the same age. So if it's something that you've thought about, it would not be a bad thing for you. I know it's a lot of work, but, it's something that would definitely add to what you're already already really good at naturally. So okay, so let's back up here. I see a big change. I'm hearing April. I'm hearing April is when the change is coming for you. It's there's some things that you've already kind of laid the groundwork for, and they may be little subtle things, but I do already see that. That you're moving in that direction. I get that you're still putting all of your effort into where you are, but you're not going beyond anymore. I feel like something happened maybe 6 months ago, or maybe the number six is significant, but something happened that kind of took the wind out of your sails with this. And that's when you finally realize I need to make a change. So.
Good enough.
Okay. Let me just check in here with. Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like April is a significant month for you. I feel like you're already changing things up a little. The image that I'm given or the energy that I'm given is, well, I've already taken a few things out of my desk and taken them home. So it's already like you're already starting to move out. And that tells the universe that your intention is really specific. you know, one of the things that I would suggest, I talked to Jane about writing a list. Write a list about what you want to be doing. We have a really significant full moon coming up. I think it's on the 10th. And I'm not an astrologer. I read and I go, oh, I didn't know that was happening. Okay. Is it the full moon or the new moon? Now I can't even remember. See, I'm not an astrologer. But the energy right now, in our time right now, is about setting intentions for a clear path forward. There's very little resistance, if any, from the planets right now. We don't have planets in retrograde that are pulling us back or having to show us shadow stuff to shed light. We have a direct path right now. And that's a really significant thing when you're setting intentions for moving forward, especially in career. Okay? So really get clear about where it is that you want to go and what you want to be doing. You may at some point decide to start your own business just because you're somebody who needs to work with people whose integrity matches your own. And it takes the wind out of your sails when people are not working ethically and integrity. So it would not surprise me at all if you end up with your own company at some point. If you decide to do that, I get the impression you might even decide to start that before the end of this year.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. Remember to honor who you are. That's the most important thing right now, is honor who you are. Remember who you are regardless of the company that you're in at this moment. I'm reminded of the saying, it's hard to soar with eagles when you're flying with turkeys.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks a lot for your time.
There
I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks so much. All the best.
Keep us posted and have a great day. We're going to jump over to Pat, who is also calling about job, career, money, that type of thing. Pat, you are now live with Rebecca. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Hi, thank you so much. I've been in real difficult times, and as I try to get jobs, I do house cleaning and elder care and dog walking and dog sitting and so on. So I get, you know, one job at a time, a couple times a month, four times a month, twice a week, and I just keep losing work, and I'm very concerned about paying the bills and making the rent. It's getting worse and worse. Do you see anything in the very near future, work coming in so I can pay my bills, and anything more steady?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things. The very first thing that came up even before I heard you speaking was that you're really, really in fear about money.
Really?
And
what?
You're really in fear about money and your finances. That's the overwhelming feeling, is that you're afraid, that you're trying to hold on to every little bit of money you have right now. So the thing is, money is a form of energy. It's energy just like any other form of energy. And I did a reading for a woman many years ago who had walked away from a very lucrative job because it wasn't in integrity. It started out well, and then it got to the point where it wasn't in integrity. And she said, I can't do this anymore. So she walked away from it, and then she wasn't getting any work. So when I was doing the reading for her, she lived in Venice, and she lived on the beach in Venice. And what came through when I was doing this reading for her was, well, when you wake up in the morning, do you get up and run out to the ocean to see if the tide came in? And she said, well, of course not. I said, well, you just trust that it's going to be there. And she said, well, of course I do. So it's the same thing. The ocean comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. We have low tide. We have high tide. There is an energy that we can physically see of tide coming in and tide going out, and it's just energy. And so what came through is that money is the same thing. Money comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. Whether we hold on to it or don't hold on to it, the more that we hold on to something, the less movement it has. And I have found in my own life, and this is a lot of years of working on trust myself, because I also have had a lot of fears about money over the years. And what I discovered is, if I let myself release it, more comes back. That's the energy of it. When you let go, it comes back. So I've actually started something lately where if I have a bill that's coming up, or I have a bill that's due, and I think, well, if I pay the bill, I'm going to have like $5 left in my account. Now I just welcome it and I pay the bill, because I will tell you that basically every single time I do that now, I have a client call and ask for a reading, or they email me, or I get a text message. But I have understood now that there is a flow, and that the more that I hold on to something, the less I can receive. Because we think we're holding on to it to keep it, to hold it. And the reality is we're doing just as much to not allow it to come in, to resist it, basically. So when you have an open hand, things can fall out, but they can fall in too. So I really want to encourage you to get to a place where you can have a relationship with money that isn't based on fear. Can you imagine if we had our love relationships based on fear? If I was in a love relationship and everything that I did in this relationship was for fear that he would leave, I would probably come across as somebody mentally ill. I want to enjoy the flow of love in the relationship. And so I show up in a loving way because that's how you have a loving relationship. Doesn't mean I don't have fears about, oh boy, this is getting to a deeper level of intimacy and I'm not sure I feel safe here. So let's talk about it, which is the loving thing to do. I don't run away. I don't stop seeing this person. I allow the flow to stay open, and that's the open-handed analogy, okay? So getting back to the job situation, again, you know, change your relationship with money. It's love. Money loves you. You love money. It loves you back. But have an open-handed relationship with it. You know, my impression is that you do things to make money, but my impression is that you don't necessarily love doing these things. And I actually get the impression that they may be, it's possible that they're starting to become difficult for you, especially, I want to say especially the if you're doing more than one dog, if you're walking more than one dog at a time, and then the elderly care. My impression is that physically this is becoming difficult for you, and that may be the reason why you're not getting more of this type of work. The housekeeping is okay. I feel like it's not as hard on your body. The dog walking is okay when it's one dog at a time or maybe two small dogs, but I feel like when you take on more than that, it's just too much. And the elder care is okay, but I feel like the lifting has to stop. You can't do that anymore. You can do some form of care, but that's too much. I'd like to see you doing something where it's more, you know, you get to use your mind. Maybe you're helping with grocery shopping for people. Maybe you become a personal shopper for them. Maybe you, you know, pick up and drop off dry cleaning and do errands for people instead of actually doing the physical work with them specifically. And the other thing is, you know, you have a lot of life experience, and I'm not sure how much socializing you've been doing lately. I feel like that's something that you need. And the other thing that I'm getting is that if you go to church, ask at your church, because I have my impression is that there may be that there's some opportunities for you to do some work or get some work through the church that if you're attending a church. Did you used to do bookkeeping or accounting or something? Because I see you balance your checkbook. Okay.
No.
So this is something that I'm seeing as a possibility. Have you ever thought about helping people just with simple bookkeeping? Again, going back to like working for somebody, maybe the elderly. I have a friend who has dementia and she can't balance her checkbook anymore. And thankfully, her nephew and his wife are living there, and they're helping her now. But there are a lot of people who need this kind of help.
Okay.
So it's, you know, my impression is that it's more about you doing something that is less taxing on your body. That's the impression I'm getting. If you want to keep doing the same kind of work, you can, but you have to do less. I feel like you're wearing your body out. So as far as something regular, I would do a little ad, however you can do this. Maybe you even just tell your friends or do social media or something and you say you're looking for a regular dog walking thing where it's somebody who works full time and they need you to come over, you know, every day and take care of the dog when they're at work so that it's a steady thing. And maybe you focus on that, because if you can get a few clients of that that there you've got some steady income, and it's a little bit less taxing. And you know, if you can find, you know, I want to say if you can find a particular area, like maybe it's a 1 mile radius or something, where you open it up to people who have dogs who are working, and so that you don't have to drive very far to get to all the different clients, and you can service them all, you know, fairly easily.
Thank you.
And it doesn't
thank
take
you.
Your whole day.
You know what?
That may help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've put up flyers and I've done all this stuff, and I've opened myself up to chances and been grateful and pay my bills as soon as they come, even though that's all I have the money for. I've been hopeful and positive, and in the changes I made to have improved my life, things have just gotten worse and worse and worse.
It will get better, Pat. It will get better. It's, you know, the thing is that when we're letting go, part of it is trusting. We have to trust. There's a reason. And it can be really, really scary. And trust me, I have been there. I absolutely have been there. I've had times in my life where I'm out of work. I used to be a dispatcher. I was a public safety dispatcher for 8 years. And I got to the point where my body was showing signs of stress, and my doctor finally said, "You're done. You can't do this work anymore. I am not being responsible as your doctor to let you go back to work." So he basically took me off of work and said, "You're not going back. You need to find something else to do." And I had done nothing but dispatching since I had graduated from high school. So here I am. I'm 30, 31 years old, and I don't have another – I am not doing anything else. I've not done anything else as an adult to support myself, and I'm out of work, and I don't know what I'm doing. So I've been there. I've been there where I can't pay the rent. I was not homeless because my landlord let me get by for 6 months without paying rent. I've been exactly where you are. I was getting food because my friend had a catering business, and she would give me leftovers. When her, you know, oh, the bread's, you know, the expiration date was today. I'm not going to use the bread anymore. It's a little bit hard. You take it. Or here I have some leftovers. Cold sets, take it. So that's how I was eating. So I've been there. You have to trust. Just keep going. Keep going.
How long
you're
do
gonna
I
be
trust?
Okay.
How long
you know,
do
I'm
I
hearing
trust?
That you've got I'm hearing March. Keep trusting. This is a lifelong thing that when we trust God, we have to trust and we have to keep going forward. I'm hearing March. There will be some big changes. I'm getting lots of chills on this.
Okay.
So, you know, the flyer thing, I really want to see you do something that's more, you know, if you're going to do the house, the dog sitting thing, instead of putting up flyers, connect yourself with companies, larger companies that have a lot of employees, because those are the people you're looking for. You're looking for corporate employees who maybe travel, or if they don't travel, they don't live close enough to work to be able to go home and take care of their animals.
Okay.
So, you know, so the local neighborhood is great. But if you market yourself to corporations, you're going to have a little bit more success. At least that's my impression. But I feel like things are going to start to move again for you in March. Okay?
Okay.
So hang
Thank
in
you
there.
So much.
Let me know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thanks
Pat.
Thanks for your call, Pat. So before we get to our next caller, A, thank you for listening today. And B, if you would like to schedule your own private reading with Rebecca, there's a link right here on the show page that will take you right there. It goes to iamrebecca.com, but just click the link. It will take you there, and you can get your own private reading with Rebecca, much like you're doing here, except, you know, it's not for the whole world to hear, and it's your own exclusive time because here, you know, we've got a short window to share with you, so please do that. You will love your time with Rebecca, and, you know, it will give you a lot of clarity that you may be looking for in life. But I will tell you, you know, from Pat's comment on the last job, I mean, Rebecca, you know my story. Last year was all about having faith every single day. I went from, you know, having big, big, big income to no income. And, you know, I'm applying for jobs. I'm not hearing any yeses, and all the things that should have been yeses were coming back as no's or just nothing. And you just kept saying, you know, keep the faith, keep the faith. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I will tell you, the last year was a hard year of having to have faith. But it is, you know, that's why we have the day job now. And I'm very grateful because you said it would be coming and it wasn't anything that I ever thought I would ever do ever. And I absolutely love it. So, you know, for everybody out there who's listening, listen to what Rebecca says. She's on it. You also need to get her book, The List. It's available on Amazon.com. and you can get it in Kindle or book format, and it will give you some great tools to help change your life. I don't think we've plugged the book yet, Rebecca. Can you spend just a second or two talking about what the book is and why everybody should absolutely have this book by the end of the show today?
Thank you, Garrett. You're too kind. Okay, so the book is called The List, Tools to Create the Life of Your Dreams. It's a very quick read. You can finish it in an hour, hour and a half, but it has a lot of homework in it. Okay, so the thing is, the things that I recommend in this book, I did in my own life, and it's basically about really getting clear about what your deepest desires are and then bringing them to the forefront so that you have basically a goal. And so what happens is when you get clarity and you say, okay, I'm going to order this with the universe. Universe, this is what I want. Then you have to trust that the universe is going to actually fulfill the order. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you order something. You don't follow the server in the kitchen to find out if they told the cook the right order. You just trust that whatever it is that you've ordered is what you're going to have brought back to you to eat for your meal. And so the universe kind of works in the same way. We are always co-creating with the universe. It's a cooperative process where we get clear about what it is that we want. We put it out there for the highest good of all. And when we put it out there for the highest good of all, it will happen for the highest good of all. You know, just like Garrett's situation was that he wanted work. He wanted a stable income. He wanted a decent amount of money. But he had walked away from something that was no longer serving his soul, and it was becoming detrimental. And so it took a while, and it was a lot of trusting, as he said. But the universe provided something for him that is completely different than what he expected, but it fulfills the things that he's been looking for. So it's, you know, we have to be willing to get clear about what it is we want, and then we have to trust the universe. So basically the list is a step-by-step guide on how to clear old energy that's stuck, how to start rethinking and programming your mind to be positive and open to possibility. And it's about how to write the list so that you can get clarity about how you want to move forward in your life. And I think it's $5.99 for the print version.
I mean, it's under $6.
$2.99 for the Kindle. I can't remember. But it's a very quick read. And if you do the work, I promise your life will change. That is the feedback that I get. I've done all of it myself. My life changed because I did this work. And so my clients have come back, the ones who have actually done the work. They've come back and they've said, my life changed because of this book. And I have other clients who, a couple of years after getting it, they come back and they say, I need to read my book again because I've got some more changes to make. So there's my plug for my book.
There you go.
So thank you, Garrett.
So everybody, it's The List by Rebecca Fisk, available on Amazon. You'll know when you see it because it has like the nice purple cover. And, you know, it's an easy read, folks. And again, the homework, there is a lot of homework. It is not hard homework. There's no test. Rebecca's not going to come to your home and make sure you did your homework, but your life will change and it will be for the better. So please do that. We're going to jump to our next caller here, and it's going to be Susan. And Susan is calling about money as well. So Susan, welcome to the show. And what's your question for Rebecca?
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Susan. I'm doing great. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry for interrupting you. I was just asking how your day was. I'm
oh,
a little excited
day.
Too.
my day is good. You know what? I love my work, and I get to work right now, so I'm very happy. How can I help you?
Good. I was wondering if you see money coming my way very soon.
Okay. Let's see here. I want to say you have a very interesting relationship with money because I know you like it. I feel like I almost feel like you like to kind of have it and hide it and keep your private stash that you don't like people to know about. But when you want to go do something fun, you have the money that you need for it. Is money coming your way? It's really interesting. I mean, I get that you have a lot of different places where this could come from. But I feel like there's a little block here. So let me go a little further into this. It's almost like, yes, there may be money coming, but there's something else you need to do in order to make that happen. And so the analogy that I'm getting, this is the analogy that I'm seeing, you know, so I'm a clairvoyant, I see pictures. And so the picture that I'm being given is as if there is a court document that says you're going to be given some money, but you have to sign for it. You have to go there and you have to sign some papers, and that it's almost like that's in the way. So there's a step that needs to be taken on your part in order for the money to be freed up to come to you. That's the impression I have. So my impression is that there may be some legal issue here, and it needs attention. It needs your attention.
It is a court thing, but they said I had to sign a paper. So, like, is it coming soon or?
I would check on the courts because I feel like it's already. My impression is the energy is that it's waiting for you. So I would call the court and find out if it's been mailed because stuff does get lost in the mail. But my impression is energetically, they are waiting for you.
Okay. Well, I did receive a letter and I did call the place and they said like in 45 days I would hear from them. So do I have to go to court or is it going to be handled out of court?
I am seeing you go to the courthouse and signing some letters or some paperwork.
Okay.
I don't know that you'll actually be sitting in the courtroom. You may be doing this at the clerk's window or something, but I see you signing paperwork so that this can be completed. But I would follow
now
up with them. If you're getting close to that 45 days and you haven't heard anything, I would contact them. Because, again, energetically, they are waiting for you. That's my – energetically, they are waiting for you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
There
Thanks for the call, Susan. Take good care.
Thank you, Susan.
You
have a great day. And our next caller is Gina. Gina is also calling about job or work. Gina, you're live on the show. Thanks for calling. Rebecca is with you right now.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Gina. I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
Well, exactly like the callers. I have a contingent job offer with a staffing agency with this client that I'm waiting on some documents or whatever to get clear. And but the job is a long commute for me, and the pay is not as great. But I know I cannot be choosy because it's going on a 2-year drought of me not finding work. So is this what Spirit's leading me to? Because I know he knows my situation. I mean, it's not the best situation. It's kind of like dire need, but or is something else is on the horizon for me soon, perhaps?
Well, you know, so you know, my initial impression is I know that you don't want this. Because I see you going, the very first thing that I saw was this image of you sitting someplace. It's almost, it's not challenging for you. It's kind of boring. It's stuff you already know how to do. And it almost feels a little bit like a menial job. I mean, literally the image that I'm being shown is somebody sitting behind the booth at the train station taking tokens. I mean, it's like, this is really not what you want
it's
to be doing.
It's pretty much, yeah, from what they described a job description. Yeah, it's like something like
it's
that.
It's something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, my impression is, you know, go ahead and, you know, this could be a very temporary thing. I get the impression this may actually open doors for you to make some big changes. And so this feels like it could be a stepping stone for you to get something much better. And also, I'm also getting the impression that this could be a doorway for you to actually physically move where you're living. So there is something about this. This is not the end all. This isn't the job you're going to have for the rest of your life. This is a stepping stone if you choose to take it. The other thing that I want to say is, if you say no, thank you, you're allowed to do that. It's not like you have to accept it. The thing is, though, we don't know. I'm not getting an impression about how long it'll be for the next thing. Something else will show up because something else always does. But if you want to have something right now to tide you over that will lead to something else, this will lead to something else.
Okay, because I'm just waiting on, because I'm thinking the class will start next Monday, but I haven't heard back from anyone from the staffing agent on when is my start date. So
okay, so you may want to call them and just ask. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah. The thing is, it doesn't hurt to be proactive. I know you're not calling them three times a day to ask them, but you know, one of the things about when we're looking for work or when we have a situation that needs to be resolved, sometimes the right thing to do is to just wait. But there's also this whole thing about being proactive. So if you
right.
don't know, if you've heard the class is supposed to start Monday and it's Wednesday, and you haven't heard anything, go ahead and call them and just say, hey, am I supposed to be taking that class? Because they're also busy and they're working on other contracts.
Right.
So,
exactly. Because
you know,
I have called them. Yes. Okay. I have called them back and they're like, we got everything. We just waiting on the client. And I'm like, okay. So I'm being proactive in that.
Okay, perfect.
You know, yeah. It's just the fact that, you know, when I'm having children, it's like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, especially coming from 2 years without anything, and I have to do a lot. And, you know, babysitting calls, I'm like, I've got to learn how to trust because I don't know how I'm going to do it, you know, with
know.
The little money that I will have.
Yeah.
And, you know, plus paying bills and my mortgage and stuff. So it's just really hard.
I know. We're all being challenged to trust. It's, you know,
right.
one of the things too is that we have a lot of judgment about ourselves with money.
Okay.
We've really come to believe that we are our credit score and we're not. And I'm not saying go
right.
out and spend money you don't have, but you know, it's, you know, trust me, I used to go every month, you know, I had a period of time where it was like, oh, please don't clear yet. Please don't clear. The other check was supposed to have been deposited, and that was supposed to clear, but they put a hold on it. Now the other check's going
right.
through, and now I've got all these bounced checks, and the fees are astronomical. But also, I used to feel like, oh, I'm a bad person now. And you know what I finally realized? I am not a bad person because I don't have enough money in my bank account.
Right.
I'm
mm-hmm.
not.
It's
exactly. nothing to do with who I am. I do the best I can. We all are always doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
You know, yeah. So. Keep trusting. And in the meantime, you know, you can also tell the agency, look, if this hasn't come through yet, is there something else I can do in the meantime?
Right. Exactly. Because,
so,
you know, I already did the orientation and everything. So I'm just, you
okay,
know, it's something else. Move. Yeah, because I know they had different departments. And they were
yeah.
saying it depends on whatever the department needs. That's when they'll
right.
grab people to come in. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is at the moment, but I will call them once I get off the phone
yeah.
and just see where
okay.
I'm at, you know,
yeah.
on the list.
Yeah. So, and keep, yes, and keep trusting, you know, keep trusting and also keep looking. You know, part of this too
exactly.
is that just because we get something, if we know it's not the right thing permanently, keep looking. Because sometimes just it opens up, oh, I never thought about doing that kind of job, but that's what the temp agency is calling me about. Maybe I should be looking at those. So, you know,
exactly.
keep looking.
Anyway,
right. Thanks
right.
so much for the call. And keep us
thank
posted,
you so
okay?
Much. I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You
all
take
right,
Gina,
I'll
good thoughts
you.
For you. And again, keep that
thank
faith.
You.
And seriously, write down your list of what the perfect job looks like. I want a job that, or I, it's not I want, I have a job that is, I am doing a job that is, and you do all of those things. And, you know, I'll tell you, it may not happen overnight, but it happens a lot faster when you put that positive energy to it. We've got about a minute left. Any closing thoughts for our callers today?
You know, the main thing is right now there's a lot of people upset about things politically one way or the other, and it doesn't matter. And all I want to say to you is, you know, there is divine order. When you go back into meditation or you go back into prayer and you put your hands in God and you put your faith in God, everything is in divine order in that conscious field, that there is something bigger at play here. And that, you know, do the very best that you can each day. You know, honor who you are, honor your principles, your beliefs, and trust God. And when you let God lead you, then you are always right where you're supposed to be. And I have found that when I struggle, I come back to my faith in God. I come back to that being of service to God, dedicating my life to being of service to God. And in that place, everything is in perfect order. So we can all be part of love. And try to focus on that.
And with that, remember, everybody, go to IamRebecca.com. There's a link on the show page right here for you. You can click that and schedule your own very private appointment with Rebecca. Make sure you tell her that you heard her on Rated G Radio. And with that, folks, I thank you for tuning in. And for everybody else who called in, I'm so sorry. I got tons of callers out of New York, Arizona, Ohio. I see you all there, and I thank you. I wish you all a great day today.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.